The Canadian poet and singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen died this past November. And we're reminded that Cohen was disinclined to take political sides, at least in public. "My song has no flag. My song has no party," he once said. The remark was occasioned by the use of his song, The Partisan, as a sort of anthem by the Polish Solidarity Movement in the 1980s. When in 1992 it was suggested that his song, Democracy, hailed the triumph of Bill Clinton in the U.S. presidential race, he expressed the desire that his song not be identified with any administration. He preferred instead that his work be taken as a view from outside, above, and below the political fray. When Cohen viewed the social and political landscape in the 1980s and 90s, he was not encouraged. Even after the fall of the Berlin Wall, when optimism reigned in Europe and North America, Cohen warned that the West would soon be falling apart if it wasn't already. In 1989, he quipped, "You're going to settle for the Berlin Wall when you see what's coming next. You're going to settle for a hole in the ozone layer. You'll settle for crack. You'll settle for social unrest. You'll settle for the LA riots. This is kindergarten stuff compared with the homicidal impulse that is developing in every breast." Cohen was writing and recording in Los Angeles at the time. What's coming next, he predicted, is the survival of the fittest mentality that characterized the urban street gangs of that city. That sort of nihilism would become the new moral norm of the wider social and political ethos. In Cohen's estimation, the process had already begun. He positioned himself as an outsider to this unfolding, viewing it all on television. "I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen." Words of Leonard Cohen there, quoted by Christian Robb from an article titled "How the Light Gets In" in Commonweal, May 2017. The spirit of Leonard Cohen will be a bard-like presence at the gathering at Keystone College in La Plume this July, as people with many different interests from many different disciplines come together under the umbrella theme, Finding the Better Angels of Our Nature. We're told they'll be exploring ways of finding common ground among bitter rivals, addressing ideological differences in religion, politics, ethics, race, the arts and sciences that have divided the country, and discovering ways to restore respect and acceptance among Americans. Award-winning author Suzanne Fisher Staples and Charlotte Ravioli, Vice President for Institutional Advancement at Keystone, are two of the founders of the gathering. They paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about what will unfold this July at the symposium, which began as a spark of inspiration in 2007. Charlotte Ravioli.
The gleam was in the eye of former President Edward G. Beam Jr., who was at the helm at Keystone for 18 years. And he always lamented that we had this beautiful campus in the summer when fewest number of people were there. And so his idea was that we would bring together a group of people to celebrate some form of the arts. At the same time that he was mulling over that, Suzanne moved back into the area. Suzanne, a graduate of Keystone, and a Newbery Honor winner. And so the three of us sat down together to think about what we might do at Keystone in the summer. And Suzanne came up with the idea of The Gathering, an annual three-day symposium on creativity and imagination. So in 2007, that was our first year, we had our first gathering, and this past year we had our 10th gathering. So we have had 10 years of success in La Plume, Pennsylvania.
This year the theme is about reconciliation, which is very timely, obviously, because the country was founded on the principle that we can compromise and come together and make decisions that are good for the whole country, and we're growing farther and farther apart from that. So we're calling this year's theme, Finding the Better Angels of Our Nature, and we are trying to figure out how to get people with disparate points of view to find common ground on some of the most pressing problems as well as personal problems.
I'll let Suzanne talk about some of the specific speakers that we have, but generally our format is that we come together on Friday at noon for a luncheon, an opening luncheon with an invocation. And we have workshops on Friday and Saturday afternoon. And then Friday and Saturday evening, we have a wine and cheese and a dinner. And then we have a presentation by one of our keynote speakers. The weekend culminates on Sunday morning where we have a conversation and then a celebratory brunch, so that everyone leaves feeling in a good place and with a mind full of sparks and ideas.
And the mornings on Saturday and Sunday, we also have discussions and lectures with some of the people who we choose according to how their work fits in with the theme. And the idea is not to solve problems ourselves. It's to show how our imagination comes to bear on serious problems that are either personal or even problems on a global level like climate change. So that's what Charlotte and I do, is put together a program of speakers and workshop leaders and people having conversations, panels, and that kind of thing, who talk about the theme from the arts, from the sciences, from mathematics. This year we have a lot of representation in the political arena because we have so many political issues, but also that give rise to other more human concerns that concern everyone, families and institutions alike. So this year we have several guests who, it seems to me that our guests have, many of them, a foot in two worlds, and they are the bridge, or they are looking for the bridge. One of the most exciting guests we have coming is NPR's Mara Liasson, who is the national political correspondent for NPR. And I love the fact that Mara is the national political correspondent for NPR, but that she also is a contributing editor to Fox News. And so she is looking at the world, and I think she does a superb job of presenting it from very different points of view. And we hope that she can talk about reconciling some of the extremes that we're seeing in the political arena today. We have a philosopher named Stephen McIntosh, who is the founder of the Institute for Cultural Evolution, who is working on a program of political reconciliation, and he's going to be talking to us about that. His theory has to do with eras. We had, for example, the industrial era, and then we had the post-industrial era. And in the artistic world, we had the classical period, the romantic period, the modern, and the postmodern. And so this is after postmodern, and this is the time when reconciliation, you know, the combining of modern and postmodern and this new era, I'm not sure it has a name yet, but this is what he's going to be focusing on. He's a very interesting guy and a very engaging speaker. And of course, artists and musicians and writers and poets and dancers and scientists and mathematicians all work from the inspiration, what it is that twigs our imagination and makes these connections for us between ideas and real life. And those were the kind of people we've invited for the gathering this year. Some of our other speakers that I'm very excited about are Jennifer Michael Hecht, who is a philosopher. She is a poet, she's a teacher, she's a historian, she's an essayist, and she's the author of Doubt, A History, The Great Doubters and Their Legacy of Innovation, From Socrates and Jesus to Thomas Jefferson and Emily Dickinson. She also has written a book called The End of the Soul. As you can imagine, she's very controversial. So we're looking forward to having her both as a speaker to talk about her own imaginative world, her own inner life that leads to her work as a poet. She's really been concentrating on poetry recently. And she's also doing a workshop on poetry. And it's about finding the magic in the ordinary and looking for connections through the ordinary. And I've read some of her work, and she's just so imaginative in the way she approaches things. I think she's going to be very inspirational. We also have a woman named Sylvia Simmons as one of our authors. She is the official biographer for Leonard Cohen, and she's also a musician. So she's going to talk about Leonard Cohen, who was a great reconciler. I mean, he was reconciling ages and dispositions and all kinds of things. I mean, his life was sort of about things that are at odds within yourself, within himself. And so she is doing a presentation that is actually a tribute to Leonard Cohen and his music. And she's going to perform some of his music. She plays the ukulele, and a friend heard her perform and called me actually before she even came back to Northeastern Pennsylvania and said, you've got to ask this woman to the gathering. So we looked at her and we said, yes, by golly, she's perfect for us this year. I'm very excited about having a stand-up comic, who is a former colleague of mine. She was my agent in the Midwest for speaking tours. Her name is Ellen Carroll. She's a musician. She sings. And she's one of the funniest people I've ever met. And she's been doing her own radio show in the Chicago area, a lot of which is comedy, comic sort of commentary on the news. And she spares no one and she spares nothing. She actually worked, besides being a literary agent and booking people into schools and community organizations as speakers, she also was events coordinator for Paul Newman's Hole in the Wall gang. So, you know, she does have pretty extensive organization and management skills, but she's also seen both sides of the artistic life, and she's pretty funny about it. One of the major things that, you know, the world is in conflict over right now is climate change. And we're having a panel on climate change from disparate points of view. We have a farmer and a businessman, a local man named Ryan Manning, who's famous, of course, for Manning's ice cream. And also Bernie McGurl, who's a public land manager. And we have a local corporate executive, John Pullo, who works for Gentex. There's a scientist from this area, who's an associate professor of biology at Penn State Worthington campus. His name is Dr. Dale Holland, and while he's not specifically an environmentalist, lake and stream ecology and microbiology are his field. And of course, those things are all directly impacted before larger organisms are. And Liska Chan, a woman who works with the Overlook Foundation and is at the University of Oregon, where she teaches landscape architecture, is going to moderate the panel. So I think that'll be a very interesting panel. And we've asked them to talk to each other before they come together on the stage so that they're really exploring ways of finding solutions, not just batting their heads against each other, you know, which is what we've been doing on climate change. It's just, we've got to find a way to come to grips with it and find ways that work. There are two other things that I wanted to mention. Last year, we started with an artist in residence who sets up his work so people can come and look at it. And he actually works on a piece while he's there. And so he's our artist in residence. And this year, we have a really dynamic young artist from Chattanooga, Tennessee, named Daryl Thetford, who has had his work exhibited in the headquarters of the World Recording Organization for Music in Nashville. He has donated work to the gathering before that we've auctioned off as a fundraiser, and so he will be our artist in residence. And this year, we also have a musician in residence, and it's Bill Carter, who's from the First Presbyterian Church from Clark Summit. And he's a wonderful jazz musician, and he loves to talk about music as a way of bringing people together. I think he's a brilliant musician, and he's also a minister and very philosophical, thoughtful person, and he's doing workshops for us, and in fact, we're afraid we're overworking him a little bit.
I wanted to remind anyone who's listening that all of the information that we've talked about is available on our website, www.thegatheringatkeystone.org. The entire schedule for the weekend is there. And one of the things that we really prize ourselves about the gathering is that many of the speakers stay for the entire weekend. So you have an opportunity to have dinner or lunch or coffee with the speakers. I have this favorite memory of Salman Rushdie and Gregory Maguire sitting in the cafeteria at Keystone College with participants and students after their conversation with each other. And it's just such a wonderful visual, and it happens. It happens every year. And some of the most exciting interactions occur not within the presentation, but within the downtime between. So that is why we really hope people will come and stay for the whole weekend. Come on Friday and stay till Sunday. And there is full-time registration as both a commuter and as a resident. We have a residence hall specifically for the gathering folks. There's also part-time registration. If you can only make it for one or two events, we also have that available. Go to the website or call anyone at Keystone and they'll get you to the right person. The gathering runs from noon on Friday, July 14th, to noon on Sunday, July 16th. And it all takes place on the campus of Keystone College, which is a 275-acre forested preserve in La Plume, Pennsylvania, which is about 15 miles west of Scranton on Route 6 and 11. Very easy to get to, and the Keystone College website also offers directions.
Spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy. But that's why you want to be there.
Charlotte Ravaioli, Vice President for Institutional Advancement at Keystone College, and award-winning author Suzanne Fisher Staples, two of the founders of The Gathering, speaking with us about The Gathering 2017 with the theme Finding the Better Angels of Our Nature, July 14th, 15th, and 16th on the Keystone College campus in La Plume in Wyoming County, an annual three-day symposium on creativity and imagination featuring performances, lectures, discussions, and workshops. For more information on the web, thegatheringatkeystone.org, thegatheringatkeystone.org. They're very excited to welcome Mara Liasson, national political correspondent for National Public Radio, NPR, who reports on the White House and Congress. Mara Liasson is also a contributor to Fox News. Mara Liasson at The Gathering offering one of the keynote addresses. We heard that Jennifer Michael Hecht will be in the lineup, and Jennifer is a poet, historian, essayist, and commentator. And also there will be a philosopher, Stephen McIntosh, and a biographer of Leonard Cohen.
Long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your...
That's Sylvie Simmons, and she's written about music. She is a musician herself, and she is the author of fiction and nonfiction books. The most recent is I'm Your Man, The Life of Leonard Cohen.
And you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched you.
Her presentation is titled I Heard There Was a Secret Chord, a memorial tribute to Leonard Cohen, and she'll be performing some of Leonard Cohen's songs. And she'll be offering a workshop, The Rock Chick. All this part of the 2017 gathering at Keystone College in La Plume, Finding the Better Angels of Our Nature, thegatheringatkeystone.org, thegatheringatkeystone.org.
The garbage and the flowers, there are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love. They will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror.
The Gathering at Keystone.org, thegatheringatkeystone.org. It's July 14th, 15th, and 16th at Keystone College in La Plume, an annual three-day symposium on creativity and imagination featuring performances, lectures, discussions, and workshops. This year's theme, Finding the Better Angels of Our Nature.